yours. It felt good to say those words when I hired my first employee, but it was soon followed by, how does a single paycheck generate a mountain of paperwork? Then Lyle, my accountant, said, let's just get Intuit Payroll. It'll make both our lives easier. So I got Intuit Payroll, and now I pay my employees and file tax forms in just a few minutes. And Lyle says things like, you are the payroll queen.
Get a 30-day free trial and learn why over a million small businesses use Intuit Payroll at payroll.com.
Iacovelli's deliciously succulent prime ribbon baked potato special is just $6.99. Tonight only at Iacovelli's in Florissant. A great place for great steaks at great prices. Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. Prime rib with baked potato just $6.99. Tonight only. Dunn Road at Graham and 270. Online at iacovellis.com.
Introducing Progressive's exclusive Snapshot Discount, a program that tracks your good driving and rewards it with discounts. Find out more at progressive.com.
Well, for those of you who may have never heard it before, every Tuesday we have this segment at this time, and it's where Tina comes in and tells you all the Hollywood gossip, and we interrupt her a lot. That's the way it works, because we're curious. And if there's somebody she talks about we've never heard of, which is 80% of the people she talks about, we like to know more. So be ready to just put up with that as we interrupt her for yet another Wood report, short, of course, for Hollywood, and for, can also have a double meaning, what she gives us every time she does anything. Ladies and gentlemen, here with the Wood Report is Tina Dalpiez.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to start off with Van Halen. Everyone knows who Van Halen is, the group. They're gearing up for a new 2012 tour with the original lead singer, David Lee Roth.
And just a gigolo, everywhere I go, people know the part I'm playing.
Only David Lee Roth and no Sammy, huh?
No.
It would be really funny if Van Halen went out with only just David Lee Roth, one guy. That would really be funny.
Didn't they do a tour where both of them?
I don't know. But they're saying tickets will go on sale
so
January
10th. I don't know much about Van Halen. There are two Van Halens. Eddie, right?
And his brother.
And his brother.
Alex. No.
It is Alex.
Is it Alex?
I think.
And that Valerie Bertinelli thing, that's long over. That's
right.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, she's remarried.
Okay.
She
looks good.
Yeah, she
you
does.
You think so?
Yeah.
I never did find her sexy.
Oh, I've always found her attractive.
I've always found her attractive. And now that she's gotten older,
she's getting better. Yeah.
I wonder what that other chick looks like who was her ugly
Mackenzie
sister.
Phillips?
Yeah, on One Day at a Time. You think she's even uglier
than
that?
Yes, I think she's.
I think she was on Celebrity.
She's going the opposite direction than Valerie.
Yeah, she got worse.
Justin Bieber was the most searched for person on Microsoft's search engine Bing in 2011. In other Bieber news, Justin surprised his childhood friend Ryan Butler with a new car for Christmas. It was an ivory Ford Mustang convertible. The two grew up together in Stratford, Ontario.
Now,
isn't that nice?
It's nice, but if you're his friend and you know Justin Bieber has, I don't know, $100 million, wouldn't you be tempted to go, well, are you kidding me, a Ford Mustang? Come on, how about a Bentley convertible? And wouldn't you really kind of think, well, why did you stop at Ford?
No, I don't think
it's a fine car. But
as a 16-year-old kid, I don't think.
Yeah, you're right. I guess, you're right. You got a point there.
Former Saturday Night Live staff writer Joe Bottoli, I believe that's how you say it. He also co-wrote the first draft of the movie Wayne's World, was found dead in an L.A. hotel over the weekend. Police believe it was a suicide. How old? I am not positive.
63, I think I saw.
They found a bottle of antifreeze and Gatorade in the hotel room.
Oh,
so thinking,
that's the way.
He left messages on his blog about the last days of life, things he's regretted, and things he's proud of. Carol Channing's husband, he was a one-time classmate of hers, whom she married 70 years later, died yesterday. It was one day before his 92nd birthday. He suffered an aneurysm. His name was Harry Koolian. Koolian, yeah.
He probably died because he wanted to, because he was Carol Channing's husband.
They went to the same middle school in San Francisco.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
Oh, great.
Oh, man.
You know that she is still touring?
Yeah.
She's still going to small venues.
I don't think I've ever seen her perform anything.
I couldn't go to that.
She does have quite the mouth.
Also,
remember Heavy D? We talked about him. He died in early November. He was only 44. He died from, they discovered it was a pulmonary embolism caused by deep leg vein thrombosis. That's according to the coroner. He also suffered from heart disease, which they say may have contributed to his death. But it was a pulmonary embolism.
Who the heck was Heavy D?
Heavy D.
The rapper?
Yeah.
Oh. You sure can't tell it by the name.
No.
Heavy D.
a faked People magazine cover on which Taylor Lautner supposedly announces that he's out and proud spread across the internet yesterday. It was a photoshopped image showing him announcing that he's gay and tired of the rumors, but a rep for People magazine confirms that the cover is a hoax, and Lautner says all of his friends know the truth. He is not gay.
You know, this sounds horrible, what I'm about to say, and I don't mean it as horrible, okay? But when I hear that a rapper dies, I know it's a human being that's dead, but all I think of is, hey, less rap. That's what I think when I hear a rapper dead. Well, there's less rap music we have to listen to. So I know that's terrible.
He wasn't one of the hardcore ones, at least. I think he was.
Not the one with all the bad words.
And yeah.
Yeah. That's really heavy D. This was just heavy D.
Yeah.
Lady Gaga is being sued by her former assistant who called the singer a real monster. The assistant, Jennifer O'Neill, claims she's owed $380,000 in overtime pay. O'Neill alleges she was required to take care of the singer's needs, including ensuring the promptness of a towel whenever she got out of the shower, whenever she decided to take a shower, day or night.
Wow.
She also claims she wasn't allowed to break for meals or at times even sleep.
Wait a minute. You got somebody who's supposed to be there with a towel, no matter if you take a shower at 3 in the morning, they're supposed to be right there
with
a towel?
That's what
she's saying.
Oh, brother. Oh, man.
Wow.
How about just grab a towel yourself?
How do you take that job when that's on one of the requirements? That's
Requirement 13. Have a towel and hand it to me whenever I take a shower.
But that's pretty sad if you get to the point where you expect people to do that.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I'm going to get to that point one day.
The woman who played the original Aunt Viv on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air says the reason she wasn't at a recent reunion dinner with the rest of the Banks family is because she hates Will Smith.
Well, you know what? Good, honest answer.
Yeah, Janet Hubert blames Smith for getting her fired from the show. She went on to call him an a-hole and an egomaniac.
What's the A for?
Wow.
I don't know. It says A asterisk asterisk hole.
A-hole.
That leaves us wondering.
I don't know.
You know, that Aunt B, she didn't like Andy Griffith either. She couldn't stand him.
Really?
Did you know that?
Know that?
Yeah, true.
He says she had a bad attitude, and that's why she was
Will
booted.
Smith irritates me. I don't know why. He just does.
Lindsay Lohan says there's no way in hell she's going to blow the progress she's made with her judge to host any New Year's Eve party. Sources say she's had a bunch of offers, but has turned them all down in order to change her party girl image.
Yeah, I bet that's about the only thing she's not going to blow.
Yeah, it's the only thing she turned down. Oh, this is good. Janet Jackson was named PETA's top celebrity Grinch of 2011 because of her partnership with the fur label Black Glamma. In a press release, this is what PETA wrote. When Janet Jackson had her infamous wardrobe malfunction during the Super Bowl, at least the flesh that popped into view was her own. Unlike the stolen animal skins that she drapes herself with, which are as dead as her taste in fashion, not to mention her career.
Wow.
I like fur.
Pete is fighting back.
I do.
Actor Colin Farrell visited the sick kids at a hospital in Dublin, Ireland, on Christmas Day with more than 100 gifts. The press was not even tipped off to the visit, but some of the kids' relatives shared the news on Twitter, and that's why we know about it.
You know that I have never read one tweet of anybody's, ever. There can't be too many people like me.
I don't even know what a tweet would look like. I guess
I haven't either.
Just a text message or something?
I've never pulled, I don't even know how to go get a tweet.
No.
I've never tweeted, and I've never read a tweet.
What do you do on your phone?
I'm with you.
Don't even know how to do it. How to go get it. Don't care. Don't care when somebody buys a loaf of bread.
Sinead O'Connor and her fourth husband, Barry Harridge, are calling it quits.
Oh, no.
After 18 days of matrimony.
Man, 18 days?
They were married on December 8th. It was her 45th birthday. On her website, she says, he's a wonderful man. I love him very much. I'm sorry I'm not a more regular woman.
Well, that means she's constipated.
Regular?
They got divorced because she's constipated.
Yeah, I wonder she's irritated.
Matthew McConaughey is now engaged to his girlfriend of 5 years, Camilla Alves. He popped the question on Christmas Day. They have two kids already, a 3-year-old son and a daughter that's 23 months.
Wait a minute.
Camilla Elvis. Hey, baby.
Elvis.
I do.
Singer John Legend also got engaged to his girlfriend, model Chrissy Teigen.
Hey, sing us on health, baby.
She's a model in Sports Illustrated. And Steven Tyler may also be engaged. Friends are saying he is. That's why she's wearing this huge diamond on her finger. They've been dating since 2006.
This is such a beautiful
holiday. He's 63. Yeah. She's 38.
Oh, that's perfect.
You know, Buseboy used to play, this is a man's world. That was a good old day.
Now, on the opposite side of getting married, Mel Gibson's now single. His divorce was finalized just last Friday. His wife of 31 years, Robin Denise Moore, will receive $425 million in the settlement.
Wow. Baby.
They have 7 kids. She's a former dental nurse. She's also entitled to half of any film residuals that he receives for the rest of his life.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, I'm not kidding. I would marry Mel Gibson for $400 million. I would do partial consummation of the marriage.
Wow.
I wouldn't do certain things I wouldn't do.
What does that mean?
Well, I'll tell you off the air. But for $400 million, yeah, I'll be Mrs. Mel Gibson or whatever.
Okey-dokey.
And to get half of the movies.
Yeah, man.
Adam Lambert and his Finnish reality star boyfriend, Sauli Koskinen, returned to the United States.
Sauli?
Yes.
Well, is this Adam Lambert's husband?
No, it's his boyfriend.
Oh.
He was on, I think, Big Brother or something over in Finland. They returned to the United States in time for Christmas, just a few days after they were arrested in Finland for fist fighting each other outside a gay bar.
No, they weren't fist fighting. The fist was involved, but they weren't fighting.
Oh, my goodness.
No wonder they got arrested.
They blamed it on alcohol.
Yeah, right on.
Oh, sure.
Oh, Hugh Hefner and his ex-fiancee, Crystal Harris, are in a custody battle over their dog, a Cavalier King Charles Spaniel named Charlie. The pair split just days before their June wedding. Hefner says, hey, if she gets to keep the ring and the Bentley, I should get the dog.
Well, I guess
I agree with that.
I guess that's one benefit of being gay. You could get in a fist fight and not have to go to jail over it. I mean, you know, if it was a man and a woman, a fist fight, you're pretty much going to jail regardless, right? For
if
hitting
you're
a woman.
Guy, yeah.
Yeah, but with two gay guys, it's just you can shake hands afterwards or something.
Ooh. I don't think gay guys shake hands.
Shake your hand off.
Yeah. Well, Tina?
Whoa.
Leave it to you.
Wow. This is filthy.
Yeah.
Maria Shriver is telling her friends she's now unsure if she really wants to divorce Arnold Schwarzenegger. First of all, because of religious beliefs, and secondly, for the fact that he's been working hard at getting her back.
I'll be back. I never did understand that. I don't want to get divorced because of religious beliefs. So you think that God wants you to be miserable? Yeah, that's what you're basically saying.
That's what you're saying.
That God says, I don't
care. I have nothing else to do, and I have nowhere else to go.
That was secretly recorded with Maria Shriver.
Wow.
Jennifer Hudson says she turned down the title role in the movie Precious because of the weight gain requirements. She said she'd done that with Effie. That was her role in Dreamgirls that she won an Oscar for.
Well, she turned down a plate full of rolls, not the title role.
I don't want to be a heifer.
She hates it when we interrupt her. That's why we do it.
Singer Melanie Amaro won the $5 million recording contract on The X Factor last week, but now we find out that the show's creator and judge, Simon Cowell, will make $42 million this year in a deal with Sony.
Who's her name? Melanie?
Melanie Amaro.
Who the heck is that?
She's just a gal that sang on The X Factor and won.
Well, she's the one who threw the fit on a movie set. They shot a movie in Finland. No, they shot a movie in Finland, you know, where it's dark 24 hours a day, and they kept saying, don't worry, the sun will come out, Amaro.
Yeah! Hey, back to that Jennifer Hudson thing. Do you think they would have made her gain as much weight as that Gabby Sidibe?
The
one who played Precious. Were they going to?
They wanted her to gain a lot of weight.
Up to that size?
I don't know about that size.
Oh, my goodness. I would have turned it down, too.
Wasn't she already that big? She didn't gain that
Jennifer Hudson?
Oh, no, but that Gabby, what's her name? She was already
Yes.
Why would they have him wear some sort of a fat suit like Gwyneth Paltrow did in Shallow Hal?
Because it looks fake.
Yeah.
I think...
Jerry Sandusky and his wife are kicking around the idea of doing a major TV interview together, but he has to decide where. His attorney says that they're talking with Oprah, 60 Minutes, Rock Center, or Barbara Walters. It's unclear, though, if any of those places have made an offer to the Sanduskys.
Yeah. How about this? If you really did molest all these boys, kick this idea around about killing yourself. Why don't you kick that idea?
Some Gatorade and some antifreeze.
You bet.
At the age of 68, Robert De Niro is once again a new daddy. He and his wife, 56-year-old Grace Hightower De Niro, welcomed a daughter via surrogate. This is their second child. It's his sixth
name.
Kid.
The daughter's what? Via surrogate?
Via surrogate.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Interesting name.
Here's our daughter, via surrogate, De Niro.
Via
is not bad. He has two children with his ex-wife, Diane Abbott, and 16-year-old twin sons with his ex-girlfriend, Tukey Smith. Tookie, T-O-U-K-I-E. At the movies, Mission Impossible, Ghost Protocol was number one with 26.5 million. Sherlock Holmes, number two with 17.8. Alvin and the Chipmunks, Chipwrecked, made 13.3 million. The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo was fourth with 13 million. And so on and so
on. Wow, where was War Horse?
Wasn't even in there. It didn't come out until Sunday, so they don't have like a weekend tally. Happy birthday to actor John Amos. He was the dad in Coming to America, remember that?
Yeah, and he was on Good Times, right?
Uh-huh, and The
West
Wing.
Great actor.
Yeah, he's 72. Actress Charmaine Carr, she played Liesel in The Sound of Music.
Oh.
Never seen
I am 16 going on.
Oh, come
17.
On. How old is she?
69.
Well, sing that again. That was pretty. Sing that. That was really pretty. Sing it again.
I am 16 going on 17. Baby, am I naive?
Go ahead. Keep it going.
No. Guitarist Mick Jones, a Foreigner, is 67. Actor Gerard Depardieu.
Oh, man, he's ugly.
Is 63. He is.
He is so ugly.
He really
what is.
What
was he in?
What is he in? He
How
was.
Would I know
he's
him?
Been in tons.
His
of
first
movies.
Big movie was Green Card. That's the first time I saw.
But
him.
But he was in that movie with Queen Latifah. Remember where she thought she was going to die, and she goes on her last big fling vacation, and he's the chef. And... Mm.
Okay. He was just in a story in last year, right? Didn't he?
Yeah, the one that peed on the plane.
Took a pee on the plane.
Oh.
Depardieu peed. Singer Carla Bonoff is 60. Guitarist David Knopfler of Dire Straits is 59. And former WWF wrestler China.
There's a David Knopfler?
Yes.
And Mark a Mark Knopfler? There's two of them? With Dire Straits? I didn't know there was a David Knopfler.
You know what? I hope this is right.
I'll bet it's Mark Knopfler. See if there's a David Knopfler.
Seriously,
I've never heard of
it. How do you spell Knopfler?
K-N-O-P-F-L-E-R. Yeah. See if there's a David. Never heard of it.
I wonder if they're brothers, if there is one.
It's got to be Mark.
Da, da, da.
We're looking.
David Knopfler, co-founder of the critically acclaimed
Get
rock band
here.
Dire Straits.
Never heard of it. David and Mark were the ones that.
How about that? It's just like the Van Halen brothers.
Wow, never heard of it.
Mark and David Knopfler, both in the band.
He's 59. You never hear anything about him.
No.
And WWF wrestler, former wrestler, China is 41, and that is the Wood Report.
Wow. That was a good one. Tina Del Piero.
You recognize more of those names.
The Wood Report. I recognize Knopfler, but all the years I've never heard of his brother, David, just Mark. There you have it. If you like that, come back next week. There's more where that came from. Every Tuesday, the Wood Report. I got hacked over the Christmas holiday. Thank you. Well, my email account was hacked, and... it was at 4:54 Friday morning, and 160 people got a message that wasn't from me, and all 160 of the messages went out within 60 seconds, because the timestamp on the messages sent were all within 1 minute. That's amazing to me how people could do it. Of course, it was a pain in the butt, because it took me a couple of hours to get a message to everybody, and I hope I got to everybody, saying, hey, my account was hacked. If you haven't opened this email, probably you shouldn't. It might have a virus. You know, sorry for the confusion. But you want to apologize, yet there's nothing to apologize for because you didn't do anything. I didn't send that stuff out. So I called the great Jose Hernandez and said, hey, I got hacked. What do I do? And he said, immediately change your password on your email. And I did, and since then, nothing. But that was the first for me. I know it happened to Peon, but
yeah.
A couple of years ago I got something, and I knew when I got it, it just didn't look like something from him. Right. You know, hey, want to buy some Vicodin?
You can always tell.
I found a great way to lose weight.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you trying to say? That I would know that wasn't Peon? You're trying to say he's fat?
No, that's what it says.
Didn't it sound to you, Peon, like he was saying, I knew it wasn't you when I said lose weight?
Right. Yeah,
kind of
couldn't
a slam
be possible.
Because you don't need to.
Yeah. That's preposterous.
Yeah, he already lost weight.
So that was nobody. And in the car, my daughter had to take me somewhere because I had a little work done. I had to pick a car up. And so my daughter takes me, and in her car, she's listening to a radio station. It's 102.5. Here's how out of it I am about radio. This is now fresh something.
Yes.
Fresh. What the heck? What happened to soft rock, beautiful? Do we have one of those stations?
No.
I think
that's the same
fresh
thing.
Fresh now.
No,
I mean,
it's not the same. They were playing Lady Gaga.
They've added in some stuff, but
Christmas music is over.
Yeah, but it was nothing like the old KGK.
No.
Gaga would never have been on KZK.
But I think what's her name still on at night?
Lady
Delilah.
Delilah.
Oh, Delilah. Yeah.
Oh my goodness, I cannot stand Delilah. And she's not from here.
No, it's syndicated.
She's everywhere, isn't she?
Yes, she's everywhere.
And isn't she the one that takes the calls? Delilah, I just met the love of my life, and I just could you send out a? Is it requests?
Or they ask what they should do.
Let me pick
almost like a it's like a Dr. Laura kind of
but
deal.
But is she? Does she have any credentials telling people what to do?
No.
So fresh. That was something new for me to learn about. It was fresh 102. 0.5, and other than that, we got a little business. We'll take your calls. We have Joe Heberson. Hey, Joe Heberson's coming in today to tell us.
My daughter's been driving too. She's got her permit.
Oh boy!
I called my dad and I said, "Have everyone come out on the front porch because when we get to a certain part, when we go into the neighborhood, I let her drive through the neighborhood to get to
that
her
is
house.
The biggest thrill." For a kid to pull up and all the relatives see you behind
them. Oh, yeah.
We pulled in.
I said one of the funniest things would have been if she hit the gas pedal instead of the brake and drove through the garage.
Why would that have been fun?
I don't know. It would have been, I thought it would have been.
You would have been very
something wrong with you. That would
somebody
be funny
threw
at all.
Like a life size dummy out right as she's pulling another driveway.
Oh, yeah. That would have been really funny.
Oh, way to go. You just killed somebody. Now you're never going to get your license.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Wow. Now, I remember when I learn to drive, I wanted people to see me driving. You know, I was hoping everybody that knew me, every kid that I knew would go, hey, look, he's driving. You know, you want everybody to know you're driving a car.
Yeah.
And you want them to think it's your car, even though it's not.
She does your parents' car.
Well, of course she does well, because you're in the car with her.
Oh, yeah.
And you can't see what else she's doing.
Yeah, wait till you get out of the car and she goes solo. And goes out and drinks about 8 6-packs.
Oh.
Oh, my God. She wouldn't do that.
Oh, that's right. What am I thinking? Schaefer. I know that Steve Schaefer woke up this morning, looked out the window, and was giddy with laughter. There was snow. And he's thinking, bring it on. I hope this is not all there is. And let's just be real. If you're in the body business or like this or the tire business, you're kind of welcome weather that other people don't welcome because it fuels your business and you're going to get a little upsurge in customers. It's going to happen. Now, they said December was going to be horrible. We're almost at the end of it. Somebody must be off by a month or so, and that's okay. You can push this back if you want to, but it's going to happen. And it never fails. The very first slick road conditions, the first sleet, ice, whatever, it's like people forgot that this can happen, and they're not ready for it. So they're going to overdrive, oversteer, underbrake, overbrake, and they're going to hit each other, and you're going to have a car in the body shop. Many of you are. And when you do, if you will just have that work done one time at Schaefer, I can't even imagine why you'd want to have it done anywhere else. Your insurance company will thank you for going to Schaefer because they're the ones paying for it if you have insurance, and of course you do, so they're going to want it done right. They don't want to do it twice. There's 7 Schaefer locations, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R, and about the greatest compliment that you can pay a body shop is when you say that when you get the vehicle back, you can't tell that anything was ever wrong with it. Like there was never any damage. It never happened. It was a dream. And then you try to find where did they do the work? Where did it start? Where did it stop? I know there's a term called feathering in the paint, where they feather the paint so that it all blends. Well, they go far beyond just feathering. Whatever the technique is they use. And trust me, I've had at least easily 10 trips to Schaefer with vehicles over the years. I've never known when I got it back where their work started and stopped. It's that good. Schaefer Auto Body Centers. Again, 7 locations, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R, Schaefer Auto Body.
With your Golden Oaklandine airborne traffic, here's Tim Weiland. How are things looking from up there, Tim?
It looks like a holiday. There's hardly any traffic out here. The only incident we've got, flew over it a few minutes ago on westbound 70 at Shreve. There's a stalled vehicle that's got the left lane blocked, but traffic is so darn light that there's no slowdowns getting around it. We're going out 40 now. Just past the Galleria, the most traffic is just around the stores near the promenade there in Brentwood and the Galleria. No, things look pretty good. That was the only incident we've got. No slowdowns at all. And this traffic report is brought to you by Allstate. The more you protect, the more you can save. Bundle coverage for your car plus home, boat, motorcycle, or more, and save big. Dollar for dollar, nobody protects you like Allstate. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The McGraw Show.
He was in Sideways. He's now in a new movie called We Bought a Zoo. Thomas Hayden Church, welcome to Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you. Thank you.
Weekday mornings at 6.
Will this movie tug at our heartstrings?
Yes.
The Big 550.
When the surprise waterworks start squirting out of men's eyes, and I mean hardened men, lumberjacks, welders, those are the people that are going to be crying the hardest.
KTRS.
The last 3 years, we've been literally in hundreds of homes replacing wood balusters with iron.
George Thomas, the owner of Thomas Stairs.
And without exception, the change has been incredibly dramatic.
Thomas Stairs, St. Louis's original baluster replacement system, can make your home a safer place, updating it to conform with today's building codes.
I know a lot of people probably feel that this isn't for them because they don't have a big staircase, but you'd be surprised at how many of the jobs that we do are just simple 10-foot pieces of rail that where the stairs lead into the basement. I'd say the best thing to do is go to our website at thomasstairs.com, check us out there, and give us a call for a free evaluation. We'll be happy to come out to your house and let you know what your options are.
To see the quality and safety that Thomas Stairs can add to the character of your home, go to thomasstairs.com.
This year marks Stephen Sondheim's 80th birthday. What a great way for us to celebrate it here in St. Louis with this amazing musical.
Stephen Wolf, Artistic Director of The Rep, previewing the Stephen Sondheim musical, Sunday in the Park with George.
When the painting comes together, it is one of the most glorious moments in modern musical theater, I believe.
Inspired by the life of George Surratt, this unique, inventive musical is one of the most acclaimed shows of our time.
One of the exciting things about working in our particular theater is working in the Thrust Stage. The three-dimensionality of the painting comes through.
The Pulitzer Prize-winning Sunday in the Park with George plays January 4th through the 29th.
How exciting to be the first show in 2012, because it's about finding direction for yourself, and we couldn't be better served by this miraculous musical.
The Repertory Theater of St. Louis. For tickets to Sunday in the Park with George, call 968-4925 or visit repstl.org.
It's a difficult conversation to have with mom or dad. What to do for their care today and what to do with their care going forward. Well, Garden View Care Center is here to tell you about their assisted living and skilled nursing programs. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here for Garden View Care Center. Their assisted living offers a real difference. You never have to move again to get the care you need. That's because at Garden View Care Center, the assisted living help you need now and the skilled nursing help you may need later are always available right there on site at Garden View Care Center. Their nurses, their professionals, the staff, the doctors are all right there. You know them, you trust them. At Garden View Care Center, your loved ones never have to endure the stress of moving and they don't have to get used to new caregivers. Garden View Care Center has three locations. To find out more, 636-449-7575. That's 636-449-7575. Assisted living suites as well as skilled nursing care from the best. Garden View Care Center or GVCC.com.
Hi, I'm Stacy.
And I'm Michelle.
And we're Hooters Girls. We want to talk to you about an epidemic sweeping the country.
It can strike at any time.
Without warning.
Without pity.
It could happen to you.
Or a friend.
Or the friend of a friend.
Or the friend of a friend of a friend.
Okay, that's enough. I think they get it.
Right.
We're talking about
chicken wings.
Chicken wings.
Not just any wings.
Bad wings.
Not good wings.
Wings served by restaurants that wish they were Hooters.
But sadly, are not.
Hooters has been serving our nearly world-famous chicken wings
since 1983.
1983? That's a long time.
Don't let bad wings happen to good people.
Trust the original.
Trust Hooters.
Hooters Nearly World Famous Wings, breaded or naked, featuring 15 great sauces, including our new Chipotle Honey Blazing Bourbon Glaze and Habanero Barbecue. On Monday nights, enjoy all-you-can-eat wings, just $10.99.
Northwest Ontario Fishing is the ultimate fishing vacation for St. Louis. Northwest Ontario Fishing is fun, adventure, and excitement. Northwest Ontario Fishing is priced like no other time before. Value, excitement, convenience, and an easy drive. See them January 6th through the 8th at the St. Charles Convention Center with free parking.
Northwest Ontario, there's no place like this.
Start something new. This week at Macy's Beauty Scene, take the next step to beautiful skin. Face the new year with a fresh eye, a more youthful outlook, and vow to make this year even better. This week during our big beauty celebration, our beauty experts can show you how with consultations, new ideas, and customized skincare regimens just for you. Resolve to make 2012 your most beautiful year yet, right now at Macy's Beauty Scene. That's the magic of Macy's.
Hit the B square.
This next guy has no idea whether or not it's hip to be square because he's never been square. And he has been hip, and he is hip. He's Joe Hipperson, as a matter of fact. He's brought to you by Auric. And you know that I don't know the exact number, but a number of people, Christmas Day, got brand new Auric vacuum cleaners or other great Auric products because they discovered the 7 locally owned and operated Auric Home Care Centers. And I know for a fact that Santa Claus, the real Santa Claus, uses Auric, an Auric vacuum cleaner at the house of the home. That's right. That's a true story. And uses a lot of other great Auric home care products. So check them out if you get a chance. It doesn't have to be the holiday season to shop or visit the Auric stores. Give it up for the man who's going to tell you what to buy or what to avoid in the world of DVDs and CDs, Mr. Joe Hipperson.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes.
How are you, Joe?
Fantastic. Frank, how are you, sir?
Great.
Excellent.
Great.
It's a really good day, too. I mean, it's just a nice... I mean, you guys always get all excited during the summertime when I'm basically, you know, like heaving from the humidity, the moisture I'm breathing in. But this is great weather.
This is your summer.
Oh, yeah. This
well,
is it.
It's not miserably cold. It's not windy.
It's perfect.
Wind's the killer, you know.
Yeah, it's really perfect. And I did get a little excited last night when a little bit of the snow came down.
Yeah.
But I knew it really wasn't going to last. But it was still kind of cool. It was a very magic moment. Having an extended weekend with the hip kids. So everything is all coming together in a very fun, happy way. Here's what we got on the new release end. On the it's 2 days after Christmas. I would have thought it would have been a huge day for releases because everyone's got gift cards, everybody's got new Christmas money, but it's kind of weak. And I went back and realized year after year, the first new release Tuesday after Christmas is a really weak new release Tuesday. There's not really much out there, but I would have thought just the opposite would have been true. And I wonder, you think the stores spiked the price a little bit because everyone's got gift cards?
Could be.
I mean, seriously, there's really not much out there, so there's not much. So, on the music end, sorry, but I got two for you to choose from. You got the Byrds, the very best of the Byrds, absolutely live. So if you dig the Byrds and you want to hear some live music by the Byrds, which, I mean, you have to pardon my ignorance, but, you know, Turn
is the only song I can think of.
Yeah, exactly. Like an extended version.
Right? 8 miles high. Okay, two songs.
Yeah, two songs, 15-minute versions of each, and you got an album, basically. So if you're on the iTunes tip, if you like to download, you got yourself an iPod. I've never really, you know, showcased releases like this, but I've gotten really hooked. On my iPod, I like to pick up things that are called iTunes sessions, right? They do these things. They get these artists in these studios, and they do iTunes sessions, and they play the music you already know. Sometimes they play a really cool cover here or there, something, you know, a little bit rare. But it sounds a little different than the album version because it's a live recording, but it's done without all the audience screaming. Today, first day it's available, the iTunes Kelly Clarkson session is available, and it's really, really good. I am proud to say I'm a Kelly Clarkson fan.
I am too.
Just put that out there. I'm a proud fan of Kelly Clarkson work. So, and the iTunes session is great because it's stripped down, Frank. There's not a lot of studio trickery, not a lot of, you know, gadgets and whatnot to try and change voices and make it seem like someone can sing. No auto-tune on the iTunes session. So I am definitely a big fan. If you're a fan of downloading stuff, this could be for you. On the DVD end, we have... a movie that I'm going to suggest you don't rent, you don't buy. There's going to be people out there think, oh, this is probably going to be really funny, like American Pie funny. It's not. And I'm not joking. The title is
A Good Old-Fashioned Orgy is the name of the title. This was marketed as a national release. It was. This is a national release. This is not risque. You don't have to go to a place with, you know, boarded up windows or blacked out areas in order to get this. You will probably find this at Red Boxes. You'll find it wherever you like to peruse for DVDs. A Good Old-Fashioned Orgy. Even the unrated version. It's not funny. It's too on the nose. It's too in your face. And what I mean by that is sometimes subtlety.
An orgy in your face?
What I mean is subtlety can be funny in a comedy that wants to be lewd. But when I go all out, it's just not funny anymore.
No.
And I would like to maybe ask that the producers out in Hollywood maybe pull back a bit on the male frontal nudity that we've been exposed to. And a lot of these, you know, R-rated, pushing the limit comedies.
Wait, it all started. I haven't seen that many.
I'm behind
Come
that.
On. I haven't seen that many movies with male
You're
frontal
behind
nudity.
That?
Forgetting
yes.
Sarah Marshall. Okay, I'm forgetting Sarah Marshall, the guy. Somebody help me.
Jason Segel?
Yes, Jason Segel starts that movie full frontal nude, all right?
Really?
It's shocking. You laughed at it, but then we get through the evolution. It's happened here and there. Hangover Part 2. There's a lot of full frontal male nudity in the Hangover Part 2, and that dominated the box office this year.
With the lady boys of
there
Thailand.
There was the lady boys of Thailand. There was also the Chinese friend of theirs. Yes. He was introduced via full frontal
Chang.
Nudity. There's just a bit too much of it. And I think maybe we're losing the comedy aspect and we're getting into a grossness. I'm just trying to avoid the grossness. That's all. Hostel, Part 3. I think they've really run out of ideas in the Hostel area. Hostel Part 3 takes place in Las Vegas. If you're a diehard fan of Hostel 1 and you were able to sit through Hostel Part 2, at least rent Part 3, but do not buy the Hostel in Las Vegas. It's not worth your time or not worth your dime. Sid and Nancy, very good movie with Gary Oldman before everybody used Gary Oldman to be the ultimate character actor. Sid and Nancy on Blu-ray for the first time ever today. Jersey Shore Season 4 is available, which is appropriate because we're less than a year away from the Mayans predicting the end of the world.
Right.
It's great that we're putting more of this out there for the kids to be influenced by. The best matches of the WWE 2011 is now available to get you excited. I'm sure a lot of you will be watching this on repeat on New Year's Eve.
Oh, hell yeah!
The best matches of the
language,
WWE
yeah,
2011. Cool show starring William H. Macy. This guy's an actor
Shameless.
Amongst actors. Shameless Season 1 is available on DVD today. Very good show. Great actor. You
and
like that?
Yes, and he plays a great homeless, dirty guy. He looks so... You can almost smell him on TV.
Yeah.
His breath and his body odor.
No, what's great, though, is you look at a movie like Pleasantville with William H. Macy, and then you look at this... You can really see this guy can act, man. I mean, this guy can really play any
he's
character.
A real actor.
Really cool show, Shameless Season 1, available on DVD today.
And he doesn't have to even work because William H. Macy,
yeah,
his family owns Dillard's.
How about that?
Yeah.
A retail.
See what I did there?
That was funny.
If you have absolutely no taste, if you have no taste in movies and no taste in film, then please pick up the straight-to-DVD Dolph Lundgren film, In the Name of the King, Part 2. That's pretty much all I'll say about that one. The Borgias. I believe I'm pronouncing that correct. The TV show, The Borgias.
Borgias.
It's really like a sexed up kind of, you know, old school kind of show. Like, it was like, Rome, all right? The show Rome. It's kind of like Rome. A whole bunch of sex, a bunch of, you know, swords, sandals, and whatnot.
Yeah.
I thought it was weak, but Season 1 of The Borgias is available. The scary movie that's ripping off every single cliche that we've gotten from Paranormal Activity that began with the Blair Witch Project. Apollo 18, where all the, you know, the astronauts are up there, they got the video camera, something goes wrong, and we all see it from the video camera point of view, and we're just now finding the footage. Apollo 18 is available. It's worth renting if you don't have any other options to choose from. And last, but not least... I preface this entire segment by saying, on New Release Tuesday after Christmas, there's not much available. I'm proving that with our final release, Final Destination Part 5.
Never heard of it.
Now, this follows a film that was called The Final Destination. So it must be really
I've
special.
I've never heard of any of these.
The ones
Come
where you're
on.
You've never
to
heard
die,
of Final Destination?
Die,
no.
So
a bunch of kids,
happen.
Yeah.
No. A bunch never of kids are waiting to go onto a plane. Something keeps them from getting on the plane that was supposed to happen. They see the plane crash. Then death, the Grim Reaper, right? Follows each kid because they were supposed to be on the plane to die. That's like the basic
Somehow I missed all this. I've never heard of that.
That's the whole Final Destination. They cheat death.
Check
right?
this out. In Final Destination 5, there's one lady who's supposed to die, but for whatever reason she doesn't. Then she's going to get some LASIK done. Well, death can operate anything. It's while she's waiting in the LASIK machine. Let's just say it's the LASIK machine that takes care of the situation.
Right.
That kind of thing. Okay. It's nothing but one setup after another. They're running out of ideas. It's kind of lame. Isn't there one with like an acupuncture scene in Final Destination?
I've never seen one either.
Yeah, it's weak. If you watch one, you've watched them all. Final Destination. That's my cue to get out of the room. This is Joe Hipperson for the Big 550 KTRS. I'm hip on entertainment.
All right. Thank you, Joe.
Take care, guys.
Joe Hipperson. None of you will ever be as hip as Joe Hipperson.
No.
It's not just in
Don't
the
even
name.
Try.
More than just a name, Joe Hipperson. I was in First Community Credit Union today. In fact, I was actually in there for a long time. I had to sign a bunch of papers and for something. And then while I was there, I had a little chit-chat. There's a new guy at the window named Matt. And I'd never met Matt before. Matt, you can always tell when somebody's in training because there's somebody real nearby kind of looking at everything they do. And
it's
they
so embarrassing.
Yeah. And they look over, am I doing okay? You know, they're just a guy. And I always feel bad for those people because that's a lot of pressure, especially when you're, you know, handling money. Matt did a good job today. Popcorn was fresh, as it always is. Service was good, as it always is. First Community Credit Union was the sponsor Saturday morning for the yard sale, as they always are and have been for, I believe, at least 3 full years. First Community Credit Union is a place to bank, but it's a lot more than just a place to bank. It's a place to get really, really good personal service. You know, this business about some of these bank commercials, they go, and, you know, I'm so-and-so's bank, or I'm their personal banker. First Community Credit Union, they don't even need designate anybody as your personal banker because everybody you deal with there acts like they're your personal banker. That's just how they work. Checking, savings, loans, all that stuff. Rates, you don't need to shop around and compare rates. In the old days when there were savings and loans competing with the banks, people would shop for who's giving away the biggest electric blanket or the nicest clock when you open an account. It became a battle of the gifts. You had to bribe people to open accounts. They're in a battle for service and competitive rates, and they're winning. They're winning that battle. Good, solid, stable, safe place to do your banking. First Community Credit Union. If you'd like to find out more about all the services they offer, go to this website, firstcommunity.com.
Here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oaklandine airborne traffic. Tim?
Thanks a lot, Tina. Not much is going on here. We're out in the O'Fallon, St. Peter's area looking at westbound 70. Beautiful sunset. The folks going out that way had a look at, or got to look at. We've got light traffic going through Mid Rivers Mall Drive out here through TRQs. But the only incident we had, and that's been cleared, is on westbound 70 at Shreve. That no longer has any lanes blocked. You did have two stalled tractor trailers on northbound 270 just at Ladue. They were off to the right shoulder, just a little slowdown. People saw flashing lights, slowing down to see that. One tow truck is with one, and then I guess the other one's getting its tire changed now, but it happened right at the same spot. Those are the only incidents. Very light on southbound 270. Same thing on southbound 170. Eastbound 40 looked good downtown. Westbound 40, there are no delays from downtown all the way out to the Boone Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by The Container Store. Master your closet with Elfa. Now save 30% on Elfa and installation. They design, they install. You and your closet can have it all, only at The Container Store. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Keep tabs on your Tigers.
KTRS
will hit your mobile device with alerts, including reminders just prior to our pregame coverage.
And we can send you the final score, too.
Text MIZZOU to 84126. Message and data rates apply.
Welcome home. Right now, Lutheran Senior Services has apartments available featuring the very best in housing for older adults with limited financial resources. With 10 area locations, Lutheran Senior Services Affordable Housing offers communities that are affordable, convenient, and secure. It's where neighbors become friends and staff feels like family. Lutheran Senior Services serves older adults of all faiths. Visit lssaffordablehousing.org or call 314-262-8225 today.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM Cab Company, 314-652-3456. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Yeah.
Hello, Bill.
Hey, everybody. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Well, police are on the lookout for three suspects who stole from a Family Dollar store on the Hill yesterday. Police say the three suspects made off with nearly $32 worth of merchandise.
Oh, man.
That's funny.
And retail sales were up this holiday season, which is great news for the economy in China.
Yeah. Kidding.
And a restaurant in Sweden kicked out three customers because they didn't finish their meals.
Uh-oh.
No word where the customers were from, but I think we can rule out from America.
Yeah.
Or Finland.
Yeah.
Yeah. And finally, this afternoon.
Why Finland?
Because they didn't finish.
Oh, that's funny.
Good one.
Oh, wow. A bonus joke, everybody.
Yeah.
Well, an Ohio man has auctioned off a rum-soaked fruitcake that was made in 1941.
Mm-hmm.
The world's oldest known fruitcake, if you don't count Richard Simmons.
Wow.
That's good.
The Bill Cleveland segment is brought to you this afternoon by Look Lead Cab, the official AM and the PM cab company from downtown St. Louis. I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill.
You're welcome. Bye.
He had his A game today. Yeah. He brought his A game. I'm going to go back and back up my recorded stuff and see how many of those jokes were on Letterman or Leno last night or over the weekend. No. Bill has his own original stuff. I want to say thanks to the folks at Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, and Home for another great year. They have been part of this show for something like 18 years.
Wow.
17 or 18 years. Thompson Price at one time merged with another company, and it was something in Thompson. No more. Hasn't been for years. So you folks, and I know you don't mean to make that mistake, but sometimes you will go there. I had a couple people went to the wrong place looking for those squeegees. No, not affiliated with any other place. If it's not Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, and Homes, then you have somewhere else. I got two of those squeegees for myself. They're beautiful. I know. Hard to believe a squeegee can be beautiful. You think they're beautiful.